Hey, cheap astronomers. Well, here's something new. A complaints episode. After all, they do say that if no one complains about your work, you need to circulate it to a wider audience. You may recall a couple of weeks back we published a remake of an old 2010 episode about the Interplanetary Transport Network. When we first published the 2010 edition, we received our usual number of comments, notations and corrections, which is to say, diddly squat. So it was with some surprise that the 2015 remake raised a veritable cacophony of emails, which is to say, two. Now, using the dynamics of planetary motion to maximise the energy efficiency of space travel is commonplace. We launch rockets from the equator rather than the poles, and we use gravity assist for interplanetary missions. Gravity assist is about 90% of the ITN concept. The rest is about biding your time to make use of optimal conjunctions in planetary orbits and making a few tiny energy gains by transferring between Lagrange points, the so-called flat spots in the solar system's space-time geometry. But physics is physics. If you want to climb up the solar system's gravity well, you are going to have to get energy from somewhere. Either you burn fuel or you use gravity assist. In extended interplanetary missions, we often do both. But if we just want to go from Earth to Mars, gravity assist won't be much use, so we just burn fuel. And there's the rub. In late 2014, proponents of low-energy transfer manoeuvres, like those used to repurpose the International Cometary Explorer, ICE, and the Japanese Heighten mission, proposed that we could use those same principles to get robotic spacecraft to Mars with less fuel and without all the usual mucking about with launch windows. The argument went that if you flew up to Mars's heliocentric orbit and waited for Mars to come past, then you wouldn't have to burn as much fuel decelerating out of a direct Earth-Mars transfer orbit in order to go into a planetary orbit around Mars. While this untested claim may be correct, most of the fuel you'll use to get from Earth to Mars will have been used in getting to Mars's heliocentric orbit. So, saving a bit of fuel at the end with your Mars orbital insertion manoeuvre is not going to be that big a deal. And you may spend years longer on the mission just to achieve that modest saving. In any case, it's a stretch linking this controversial 2014 Mars ballistic trajectory proposal to the Interplanetary Transport Network. As we said before, the ITN idea is based on gravity assist manoeuvres and is an idea that has been floating around for decades, only rarely coming to light when discussed on low-budget podcasts with modest listenerships. And with that out of the way, here's a quick footnote. Although no one complained about the centre of a black hole episode, here is a possible solution to the conundrum that we posed there. According to the math of Einstein, all the mass of a black hole is concentrated down into a single point of zero volume. That might sound bafflingly strange, but it is quite consistent with current particle physics, which proposes that quarks and electrons are point particles. They have mass, but no volume. All the volume that we see in matter and in atoms and in atomic nuclei is just the empty space that lies between those point particles. So, with sufficient gravity, all those separated point particles really could collapse down into one single point with no volume. Indeed, you could keep on adding more and more mass-carrying point particles without ever increasing its volume. Nifty, huh? Thanks for listening. See you next week. Steve Nerlich, Cheap Astronomy.